Last, certainly not least.
David, brother David. Is there some kind of a conscious fairness in your case?
Ah, is there a conscious fairness?
Oh,
there are two.
Okay,
the piece is in the tradition of a Renaissance mass that's based on, of course, on the Missa Connubio, right? So that, of course, yeah, right. So there's the chance. Tenors, just only because Vilko has it. If you wouldn't mind, on page 45, I am the beginning of the Kyrie. I wonder if just the tenors would sing along.
One? One or two?
Oh, I'm sorry. Please, just the tenor two. Here's tenor two. Bottom bar three, please.
Just a couple notes for the Kyrie. Okay, there's a soprano 1 and 2 part. Is everyone all right with that? Yes. All right. There's a short tenor solo in the middle of the piece, on page 3. Someone who still has a voice like to take that? I know it's been a long day.
I'm 5'8". Slow crowd.
You know.
Could someone please take that solo? Anyone? It is a tough crowd. Would you take it for me? Thank you very much. Okay. The hairpins in the first Kyrie and the Christe are not that dramatic. It doesn't go much more than a piano. It's not crescendo to forte or anything like that. So they're there, but they're slow. At 52 and 53, I'd like the whole choir to breathe after the measure of 3-2. Okay? That's after a large crescendo. Everyone breathes after the measure of 3-2 in the second system of page 4, measure 52 to 53. There's also a rest on measure 60, on the first beat of 60. That's kind of a longish rest because the basses have to breathe there, and they have a quarter note there. They need just a slight bit of extra time to breathe there before everyone comes in on beat 1.5. Okay, and the last 3 measures of the piece are sung a little bit more slowly. I didn't write that one because a sensible musician would just do that. David, would you be so kind as to conduct? I can't conduct, so. I don't have a choir at home. This is for a fantastic.
here we are. Here we are.
Thank you.
Okay, there's a couple of mistakes on the Agnus Dei. The tempo is not moderato. I'd like to take it more as an andante. Again, it's almost, actually, the exact same tempo as the Kyrie, maybe slightly faster. So two beats per measure, about half an equals 56, something like that. Okay. So. The dynamics are very important in this. I've assigned some sections to sing loudly while other sections sing much quieter. So dynamics. Second sopranos should be a D in measure 9. Let's check. No, I'm sorry. Altos in measure 9. Altos in measure 9. The word sins. I'd like those two eighth notes to be slurred, one to the other, so it's not the sins of, but the sins of. So there's a little bit of an emphasis on the first part of that, and then less on the B flat. So the sins is slurred in the alto part. The second sopranos in measure 17, second sopranos, you have an E natural followed by a C. But that should be a D. So it's an E natural followed by a D, tied to the D in the next measure. Okay?
Which part is that going to?
That's second sopranos, measure 17. The second half note is not a C. That should be a D. That D. A D natural, tied into the. Yes, and then it's followed by a D flat. I know that's weird to say. We'll try it. That's it. Is that? So it's the same tempo as a large half note. I was having trouble actually hearing the ladies when I was sitting over there, but if you guys turn that way, then you won't be able to see David, so never mind. Fine,